Welcome from the Whitefish Community Foundation, Jill Sigmund. Hey, Jill.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Jill.
Good to have you with us today.
Thanks.
Well, how are we doing? We're in there. We're officially in the Great Fish Challenge.
That's right. Great Fish Community Challenge launched last week, and this is a six-week charitable giving campaign benefiting 70 Flathead Valley nonprofit organizations. So now's the time to give where you live.
give where you live. I like that.
Yeah. Do we have any notion of how it's going so far?
It's going great. You know, I think, of course, we're all concerned about the economy these days, but we are not seeing that reflected right now in people's generosity. So we're so thankful. And of course, we're early on in this campaign. We've got about 5 weeks left. It closes September 16th. I think it's important for, you know, your listeners to know that 100% of their donations, the donations they designate to nonprofits in the Great Fish Community Challenge, go to those nonprofits. 100%. Wow. Yeah. Whitefish Community Foundation covers the cost of putting on this challenge, and it's free for those participating nonprofits.
And the nonprofits are doing their part, too.
Yes, they are. They're out there spreading the word. They're doing a great job. And at the end of this challenge, we're going to award a percentage matching grant on the first $20,000 raised by each nonprofit. We're raising money for the Great Fish Match Fund right now to make that happen.
So people can give to the match fund as well as the
others. Yes, they can. If they give to the match fund, they're really giving to all 70 nonprofits.
All right.
One thing we want to point out is Boys and Girls Clubs of Glacier Country are putting on a major event this afternoon at the World Gym there on just off Church Drive. They're bringing in New Orleans Saints quarterback and Super Bowl champion Drew Brees, also Doug Bedders, who was part of the Killer Bees defense for the Miami Dolphins. He's been the spark plug and puts all this together. Doug lives in Whitefish, and he was the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year in 1993. And as if that isn't enough, we have two former Grizz standouts who went on to NFL careers. Chase Reynolds and Brock Coyle will be there. And U.S. Olympic team skier Maggie Voisin, rodeo champ Bo Hill, five-time PBR world finalist bull rider. Mm-hmm. All those guys are going to be there. It's a free event. It's already been covered, the cost of all of it, by sponsors who've been involved in this thing. But what's exciting is that kids and anybody can go get your picture taken with these greats.
That's awesome. That is not part of the Great Fish Community Challenge. I just want people to understand that. But that is a great event for Boys and Girls Club of Glacier Country. And they, of course, are a participant in this year's challenge.
Mm-hmm. But yes, they're doing their part to raise funds during the challenge.
Yes, those... Yeah, it's a little different. The funds raised at that event can't go toward the Great Fish Community Challenge, but those are kind of in the weeds. The Great Fish Community Challenge is a separate thing, and then, of course, some nonprofits have their own, you know, little things going on, but they're separate from the Great Fish Community Challenge. Oh. That's a little in the weeds, though. We don't want to go there.
Yeah, that is
a bit. What I do want to tell people about...
That is not the information we got, so I'm glad you told us about that.
Okay, well, I'll reach out. Yeah. I do want to point out that 59% of the 70 organizations participating in this year's Great Fish Community Challenge are based outside of Whitefish. So 47% are based in Kalispell and Evergreen. 12%, like Boys and Girls Club, are based in Columbia Falls, and they're also in Evergreen. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Big Fork and Creston area represented in this challenge as well, with several organizations.
You really have spread this out, haven't you?
We have. We really are giving together for the Flathead Valley.
Yeah, right. Boy, I'm a little concerned about that piece of information we got earlier, and we'll check that out, because that is not what we were told live on the air earlier this week.
Oh, okay. Well, so, we'll check it out too. Yeah, it's a separate event, and I do encourage people to go support Boys and Girls Club of Glacier Country. But your gifts to the Great Fish Community Challenge are
Anyway, I can see how that is now.
If you want to support the Great Fish Community Challenge, go to our website, whitefishcommunityfoundation.org. You can read all about the 70 participating organizations. You can make an online donation. You can download, if you'd rather download the official form, you can download that, print it out, and send it or hand deliver it with a check. Or you can give us a call. There's many, many ways to make a donation. But start at our website. That's That's the best source of information, whitefishcommunityfoundation.org.
Yeah. Well, this thing that they're doing is a free event, so I guess I can understand how that would not fit in quite with the whitefish.
Well, and I mean, it does sound like an amazing event.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned...
I think the point of the whole thing, though, is that these organizations are not just sitting on their hands, you know, during the Great Fish Challenge saying, come on, you guys, you all do it for us. They're out there working, too.
Oh, yes, they are.
Now, you mentioned organizations, different locations outside of Whitefish, and you mentioned Creston. Would that be the Creston Fire Department?
Yep, we've got Creston Firefighters Association. Yeah. We have Big Fork Art and Cultural Center, and we have also, I think it's really important for folks in that area to know Big Fork Creston area. Flathead Land Trust is, their use of funds in Great Fish this year are to create a non-motorized trail, 4.5 miles in Big Fork's backyard, and preserve some forest land there.
That's
nice. So I think it's important to note that despite where these organizations are geographically based, 80% of them are serving the entire Flathead Valley.
Yeah.
They're not just serving, you know, the neighborhood they're based in. Their services, like Dream Adaptive Recreation, for example, up on the mountain and all over the lakes here, are serving people from all over the valley.
All right. When's our next pop-up?
Oh, we have a pop-up this week, actually, Thursday in Big Fork, right in front of, it's at 525 Electric Avenue from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'd love to have you stop by. Make a gift in person, say hi, but we will have pop-ups all over the valley. So if you can't get down to Big Fork Thursday, we're all over the place. Our next one will be next week in Whitefish in front of First Interstate Bank on Thursday.
Okay.
Ken, when you talk about pop-ups, are some of these organizations at them, or is it the community challenge personnel?
Yes. Many of the organizations will be there. If you see us waving signs and shaking pom-poms, you know there's a pop-up station right around the corner. So stop by, say hi, make your gift, and there'll be some nonprofits there to chat with. And of course, the biggest opportunity here from the nonprofits participating in this challenge is Great Fish on Air with KGEZ on August 26th. And we are so excited to do that again.
Oh, that's going to be fun,
Now, how long is that going to be, John? I'm trying
until
to pace myself.
Until we run out of energy, Robin.
Okay.
Until we have talked
to
everyone.
So 7 a.m. until
We have talked with every one of the 70 that are going to be here.
Now, that's scheduled for what, through 1 in the afternoon or something?
I believe so. We're going to get going at 7 a.m., and we might wrap it up by 1 p.m. And there will be a donation station happening that day as well. And anyone who makes a gift of $100 or more to a single organization during the Great Fish on Air Challenge will be entered into a drawing to win one of... Let's see. I think it's one of eight $250. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, one of eight $250 matching grants for that organization. So there's going to be incentives to give during that Great Fish on Air with KGEZ event.
I was amazed when we did it last year. There were, first of all, there were nonprofits I really didn't even know existed, and the great work that they do, and so much of it. You know, when you realize what's out there, you realize that there are so many organizations out there that are working hard to help anybody who needs it here in the Flathead. That's pretty inspiring.
It is. They're really working together to make life better for all of us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's one more thing I wanted to ask. What did I forget?
Oh, I want to talk about the Fun Run on September 10th.
Oh, yeah.
Fun Run
and
Great Fish Fun Run and Community Celebration, which is on September 10th, the Saturday, in Whitefish at our Depot Park up there. Mm-hmm. And it's a 5K or a 1 mile, plus lunch by Piggyback Barbecue, live music by David Walburn, and a nonprofit fair. So the nonprofits will be there with booths, interactive booths, to share information about what they do. And it's just a great way to get some exercise, whether you're a walker or runner, 1 miler or 5K-er. It's a great way to get some exercise, get a delicious lunch, and just, you know, hang out with a lot of really cool people. And that's, registration's now open for that. Again, if people go to our website, whitefishcommunityfoundation.org, they will see, information about that event and how to register, for the 1 mile or 5K.
Oh boy. All right. This is the event. It's on its way right now. We're in it. We're in it to win it.
That's right. Full steam ahead.
That's right. All right. So we're looking forward to the 26th. And Jill, thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.